Psychiatry and religion work in much of the same territory, wrestling with the big questions about personal meaning, relationships, and life. Commentator Aaron Freeman found that for his family, religion is psychiatry.
Judaism is the cognitive behavioral therapy of the masses. My daughter Arielle suffers mild depression. Her treatment includes cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which, to grossly oversimplify, says mood reflects thinking. If you think snakes are symbols of evil, you flee. If you imagine them totems of health, you seek them out joyous. Our therapist's version of CBT encourages Arielle to reprogram her reactions to stress. Arielle is talking, her sister interrupts, Arielle erupts into despair. Like millions of Jewish families around the world, when ours has challenges, we eat. And while we're doing that, we talk. Around the dinner table, we discuss different ways Arielle might react to her sister. At some point, Mom wonders whether the rabbis have a blessing for when you're mad at your sister. Arielle observes that the rabbis have a blessing for everything. There's even a blessing upon seeing a good-looking jet exhaust. So there must be one for an annoying sister. After dinner, we go online and find the blessing upon hearing bad news. In Hebrew, in which we do most of our praying, the blessing goes, Baruch atah Hashem, Eloheinu melech haolam, Dayan ha'emet. Blessed are you, our God, ruler of the world, the true judge. We agree that when Ditsa interrupts her, Arielle should first say aloud how much she loves her sister, then, while she's feeling grateful, say the blessing. Of course it works, if for no other reason than that it forces Arielle to stretch out the moment of her annoyance long enough for it to dissipate. And remembering her love for her sister puts the moment into a broader, infinitely more pleasant context, and voila, the annoyance diminishes. Mom and I spend days congratulating ourselves on innovative parenting. Days later, Arielle comes into my office carrying a sheet of paper. Remember the blessing for bad news, she says. She shows me a social studies test marked F. I have no choice but to obey the rules I enforce, and I make the blessing upon hearing bad news. The truth is, remembering what an overwhelming blessing my daughter is, a fifth grade social studies test drops precipitously in importance. But even better, my children now stand armed with the irrefutable demand that Dad extend the moment of his own annoyance. Thus empowered, they are less often victims of my moods. Every civilization applauds its own ways of coping, Jews no less than others, and I admit my bias. But my most steely-eyed assessment of my daughter's moods suggests that blessings of gratitude contribute positively to relief of her depressive symptoms. There are a lot of Jewish psychiatrists out there, but for my family, the psychiatrist is Judaism.
Aaron Freeman, journalist and comedian, lives in Chicago.